event to you?
Yes. Well, I love to have you here, especially because you are from an age and an understanding most people haven't experienced in their life, and you saw a lot of the world because you were a child already in the immigration to Europe. In that time in the Caribbean, there were a lot of problems about poverty, so there came a lot of people also in Holland to immigrate, and that gave also racial tendencies. You have been in the UK when you were 13 years old, and you were born in Charleston, Paris, in Jamaica, and
Clarinda.
huh?
In
In
Clarendon.
Clarendon, okay, yeah, I don't know exactly that place, but in that time in your childhood, you had a grandmother who was really in the coming from the Moraine territory, and not many people know that the Moraines were in fact in the past liberated slaves on Jamaica. The name of the Moraines is given also because in the whole of Caribbean in colonial age there were many escaped slaves who were living in jungle, and that same happens on Jamaica. That's right, huh?
Well, first I must say that this is Ras Midas and I'm from Clarendon, Jamaica. To answer your question, yes, I'm from a family where my grandmother is a Maroon, but the way Western historians classify Maroons is not really so. From my educated point of view from Jamaica, Maroons were people brought here for slave, but they rebel against the British and the Spanish authorities and free themselves and went up into the mountains in Jamaica and be revolutionary fighters against the colonialist slave masters.
And your grandmother came from those families.
Yes, my grandmother said that from those families.
And a lot of people who are busy with Rasta have had also a history about religion or about spirituality. Now, in a lot of South American countries where there were slaves from Africa, they melted also with the Indian culture because the Indian culture is almost totally suppressed on most islands and most, especially in the Caribbean. In that time, you have different Caribbean islands where they were used as slaves, and they died because they didn't get they didn't were built for it or something, and they came with a lot of African slaves, and this happened all in for 450 years back. This started it because the religion in Europe was saying also that African people didn't have a soul, so you can do with them whatever they wanted. The racism of slavery and colonialism is something in Western mind is not very active, but the fight to overcome those problems is in history maybe the biggest thing on this planet. The resistance, the resilience of Africa is quite strong if you see in the history how people were treated by colonialism and not only in this century, but also in the past, in the history of the world. The Jews are always saying they are the chosen folk, and they have this Jewism who is protecting them from also from in origin from the hard wars settled in northern Africa, and in the time that there is colonialism, it's like a repeating of that same problem. But there are also a lot of African people who have roots in Judaism, as in pre-Christian beliefs, and the same happened in South America, where there were a lot of Indian people who were giving also the liberated slaves information how to survive in that environment.
Yes, well, in the Caribbean region that I came from, you know, people from the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The native people, indigenous people that were there was the Caribs and the Arawak.
Yeah, the Arawak
people.
Yeah.
So between Spain and Portugal, they wiped out all the generation of the Caribs and the Arawak and through slavery. And that is why they create the transatlantic trade slavery,
yeah,
and brought African, mostly from West Africa and Central Africa, to the Caribbean and to the Americas, like United States here and Cuba and all those countries, to work in plantation, to build up the food supply, to supply the government in Spain. In other words, then, the economical supply that was coming out of the Caribbean then, to build up the economy of Spain, Portugal, and England.
Yeah.
And so many atrocities have been accomplished by Spain, Portugal, and the English.
Yeah.
With the Maroons now, the Maroons, they were revolutionary fighters.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very strong people.
Yeah.
And they will not accept that they were free people coming to a different part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They were not willing to take the brutalization.
No.
So they decide to create guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
And they do not write it in history.
No.
But the Maroons defeat the Portuguese, the Spanish, and the English.
Yeah.
And that's how Jamaica get to evolve from slavery to emancipation and to independence.
Yes, and the problem in a lot of other Caribbean islands or states where there were a lot of fighting between the Western colonialism countries. And in Africa, there were so many different colonialism countries that they ended up with the Second World War, in my belief, because the hate for each other melted down before the First World War, and because they needed to conquer their neighbors, Germany. Did a lot of awful things in Africa, and did have some colonies, and they just started to fight not only there but also in Europe. So the link with the First World War and Africa is also because Western countries didn't came to any peace to themselves. They started just their own wars, and Africa was suffering in that time because people were already taken for 400 years in slavery. A lot of countries did find some independence in that time, but that came from a very later stage, when in the 20s there was big problems about the crisis in America, and the same happened years later with the start of the First World War, and also the big use of African soldiers in that war. You know, it's like Western history is teaching us only the half of what's happening on the world.
Well, that's why I'm saying that Western historians do not speak or write the fact.
Yeah.
Because from World War One, Italy, Holland, Belgium, England, Germany, and Spain,
yeah,
and France, they started to divide up the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
And what happened is that they caught up in World War One first.
Yeah.
Because they were gravelicious who to get this different section of Africa and how to share the resources.
Yeah.
Some country get country that didn't have enough resources.
Yeah.
And that is why the war started for World War One.
Mm-hmm.
For World War Two, it is a religious war.
Mm-hmm.
Because Europe did want to get rid of Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because they want to get rid of Judaism, because at that time, Europe was ruled by white supremacists or extreme white ideology.
Yeah.
And they decided to want to get rid of the Europeans that call themselves Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Because we must remember that Jews is not a race of people. Jews is a religion.
Yeah.
It have nothing to do with Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they so that's why they went down in Palestine and took the land from the Palestinian to create a homeland,
yeah,
for a religious set of people that they didn't want in Europe anymore, because Judaism become a threat to Christianity, which is Catholicism.
Yeah.
And that's what caused the problem for World War Two.
Yeah.
And out of World War Two, Western Europe gets so weak because the power that they control over the world, especially,
yeah,
England, because World War One and World War Two destroyed the British Empire.
Yeah.
And also destroy, I would say, European conservative right-wing political ideology.
Yeah.
Which is white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so out of that, you find out that European countries have to give so-called independence to African countries and other colonies that they control around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would say that is so-called independence, because they have not given this country the opportunity to build their economy or to build their own independence. Free, they still create a thing named neo-colonialism, in which we leave you alone to do what you want to do, but we will control your economy, and we will control the monetary environment within all these countries, so that Europe could still get raw material. So, in other words, they take the chains from off your hands and feet, but they chain you to the mine, and they chain you economically, and then chain you spiritually, and they chain you in a way that you have to be fighting each other and struggling against each other, because they set up the political system. And if you don't abide by the way they set up their political system, they create names on you. You know, they create different, they blame you, say you're a communist, or you're a revolutionist, or they set up so-called dictators over the people so that they can still have control over the economy and the monetary supply and the political environment.
And like later there came more independent states, but that was already after the Second World War. But in the Caribbean, it seems like they had some protection in some places of the human spirit, who was also evolving in some countries. We have a very classical writer, Mutatuli, who was writing about oppression on Batavia, and his books were read in an early stage and changed a bit how are people thinking about others. It's like there are a lot of writers who have try to see those problems, and yeah, it's always a thing about the people who are trying to make a change and people who are doing something totally opposite, it seems. It's like you have these two groups who is not only fighting on Earth, but have families, history, or diasporas who go way back to history. Most common thing in Rastafarian is the tragedy of the Babylonic Age and the appearance of Western society. Something who was given this message in a really early stage in Africa. How it is that legends are surviving war and other things is something what's also happening on Earth. Like, people are giving the oral history, and it seems better to be understanding that oral history than the written word is given in society. I'm meaning that if you have a family who had a diaspora or the roots in Africa, who was giving this message. So it's very, I'm called very creative of the oral history, that it can pass the time and still give those messages to the next generations.
Yes, you see, people, certain people in Jamaica are a small portion of the population, mostly descendants from the Maroons then. They were trying because they realized that British colonialism was taking a toll on their spirituality and culturally. So there was this man rise up in Jamaica called Marcus Garvey. And he was teaching self-reliance. I mean, you cannot depend on your slave master to free you. So out of Marcus Garvey ideology and the philosophy of Haile Selassie come evolvement out of those two Rasta, the concept of Rastafari evolved from those two.
But Marcus Garvey started as a laborer, how you call it, a laborer frontman who was fighting for labor rights.
Yes, Marcus Garvey started out as a fighting for working people because he realized that working people wasn't getting enough return for their labor. So he started out to organize people to come together because through strength you can, because if you don't have any strength, you cannot speak up for yourself and you cannot stand up for your rights. So you see, out of those philosophy and ideology of Marcus Garvey and Haile Selassie, evolve the cultural concept and the revolution of Rastafari, which come to show Jamaica say, hey, we need to achieve real independence. You have to have economical independence, political independence, monetary independence, spiritual and cultural independence. But what has happened, the British create a ruling class leaving Jamaica that don't want Jamaica to be changed because the British have to create the ruling class for the interest of the British economy. So they always go around and spread propaganda on Marcus Garvey and spread propaganda on Haile Selassie and spread propaganda on the people them from Jamaica that were evolving from British colonialism in a real independent way to say, oh, Rastafari is some ignorant people and they only smoke marijuana and all those things when it wasn't true. Because every time the colonialists are the imperialists see someone that is very smart and intelligent to uplift the masses from oppressor, from the oppressor, they always create propaganda to manipulate the masses about that person so that they can still have their neo-colonialist control. And that is the main reason why I recorded Rastaman in exile. Because I want to show the world that we as African people living in the Caribbean, we are still living in exile. Because the Caribbean is controlled by big banks and multinational corporations. All Caribbean countries is clients to the IMF and the World Bank.
Yeah, there's also a lot of pollution at this time in Caribbean areas, I understand.
Yes, because most of United States waste is empty out into the Caribbean Sea, and some European country doing it. You know, Holland is doing it, France is doing it. They do it in the French Antilles and the Dutch Antilles over there, and United States and England do it in the Western Caribbean countries,
Yeah.
you know, especially some part in South America and Central America. It's a lot of pollution
Yeah.
that there is the I would say planted.
Yeah.
Are they find those part of the country
Yeah.
to I would say to dump their waste, their industrialized waste,
Yeah.
you know, and that cause a lot of diseases and
Yeah.
children to burn the farm and mental
Yeah.
disturb. So most of the children cannot learn when they go to school because they are already being polluted
Yeah.
from the water and the food
Yeah.
that they are that the farmers is using. And so that's why you see a lot of disturbances right now in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So they are still fighting against the concept of Rastafari. They are still fighting against the ideology
Yeah.
because they do not they think that Rastafari is a threat to their system. And we have too much to tell the young Europeans, said, hey, what they are doing to us or what they did to us, they are doing it to you also. So stand up and wise up and open up your eyes.
Yeah.
So that's how Rastaman in exile come into what we are dealing with now in this world history. Because whether you are refugees, whether you live in no matter which country you want to live in, if you are suppressed and your children cannot go to a school
Yeah.
and you cannot get a good roof over your head,
Yeah.
and you're just working for the system, working for the system, and then you really find out said there's nothing for you working for the system because the system control all the power, all economic, all you leave is economical slave because slavery don't finish.
Yeah.
It's economical slavery.
Yeah.
And so we want to share this message with young Europeans to say, you don't have to be a Rastafarian, but look into yourself and find out what solution you can make in your country to make
Yeah,
change.
yeah. You are saying, and it's exactly the same what Haile Selassie tried to bring his people, is that religion and spirituality has nothing to do with each other. Why is this so?
Well, religion is different from spirituality. Religion is dealing with colonialism, bondage, and control. Spirituality is dealing with freedom and reality. Because when you know the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
But if you don't know the truth, you cannot be free. So spirituality is truths and rights and freedom dealing with reality.
Yeah.
And if you can transform yourself from the shackles of religion to know the truth, to deal with freedom, and to see the light in reality, then people across all boundaries can come together and
Yeah.
relate to each other
Yeah.
because we will be always dealing with the truth and we'll be dealing with the reality of life. And
Yeah.
so we have the freedom to accept and respect and work with each other. But religion creates segregation because I must realize that religion is the first organization to create racism and segregation. Because if you don't go to that church, you know the Catholic will tell you that if you don't deal with them, then you can't go to heaven. The Protestant will tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
Islam will tell you the same thing. Hinduism will tell you all the same thing.
Yeah.
when all of them is fighting each other to
Yeah.
control human beings and to have power over us.
Yeah.
So whenever you try to escape the bondage, they start to tell you, say, that you're a sinner. And you're gone from the grace of this great God that we don't know about. You know?
Yeah.
And each one is telling you that if you don't accept their God, you cannot reach in heaven. When I know as an African man from ancient times, that God is a concept of man.
Yeah.
It's a moral concept. Is a concept of morality.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of philosophies who are were given to humankind. In all those philosophies, there are only a few who are giving humans a central place, and others are more like giving. Gods or spirits a central role. A lot of African religion is about the fight between good and evil in legends, and giving the power to the people to control those. That's magic for some people, but it's also animism or shamanism, who is also a pre-religion of Africa. In Christianity, it was all built down to some cultures and the Babylonian age, who is written down in some Bibles as an age who was slavery, free people who were forced to build the towers of Babylon. We know that Babylon is a historical place. And in this time, it happened to be also the battlegrounds of Syria. Babylon, the shock of Babylon in that age, for others, historical or not, is like 6,000 years back. Rastafarian is also putting ideas of long back in the minds of people today. Do you think that history will give any answers on those things who are written down in the Bible?
Well, true history is not in the Bible, because the Bible is a collection of books. You know, some part is fairy tales, some part is superstitious, but let us deal with the real history. There is ancient Babylon,
yeah,
and there is modern Babylon. We are living in modern Babylon. Ancient Babylon consists of the place named Iraq, Syria, and Persia, which is today named Iran,
yeah,
and Turkey, and Lebanon and all those places, because Lebanon is still part of Syria. People don't really know that even here, that even Turkey is part of Greece. You know?
Yeah.
So the Babylonian Empire started in Iraq.
Yeah.
And stretched forth across to those regions.
Yeah.
It was the said superstitious and oppressive mentality, dealing with some strange god in the sky.
Yeah.
That control people and suppress people and set up segregation and racism. Well, what has happened is that the Greek Empire, carry on the said Babylonian ideology and create The Roman Catholic dynasty.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And so, although you have the Protestant dynasty that break off from the Roman Catholic Church,
Yeah.
all of them is still dealing with the said ancient Babylon philosophy.
Yeah.
And so at this moment, we are living in modern times. And the Rastafarian is trying to show the world, hey, nothing don't change, you know.
Yeah.
The said beast that create, the said political beast that create ancient Babylon,
Yeah.
the said political beast is here.
Yeah, and
And
that's
it is the said political and religious beast is ruling the world, and we is sharing this message with Europeans to let Europeans know, say, hey, you's not different, you know. The teacher make you believe that you are free, but you are not free because you're still under the government and philosophy
Yeah.
and theology of Babylon.
Yeah.
So open your eyes and let us come together as brothers and sisters and unite ourselves as one you in one human humanity.
Yes.
To find a solution to solve our problems, to be free.
Yeah.
And this is what is taking place. That's why you see the entertainment industry keep down reggae music
Yeah.
because they know that reggae music is the new telecommunication book that is revealing the truth
Yes.
to all people around the world. And so when them see you as a European brother or a European sister is interested in reggae music and the culture of Rastafari, they try to spread propaganda because propaganda and scandal is the first thing they always try to do to diminish the influence
Yeah.
of the truth that you will see. So that you can make the necessary changes within yourself.
Yeah. So the struggle with the Maroons gave us some individual freedom. Your grandmother did not only give you some African history, but she gave you also Egyptian, it's also Africa, but Egyptian history. How that came so?
Well, she's a lady that study her roots, and she know that civilization started from Ethiopia and stretched go down into Egypt.
Yeah.
And then, well, okay. The place that name Iraq today was originally Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
So civilization started from Ethiopia, go down into Mesopotamia, and then forward to Egypt,
Yeah.
in which all European countries today, they are dealing with the scientific research of Egypt,
Yeah.
the engineer accomplishment, the philosophy and language and ideology of Egypt. And you still ain't going to write in your Bible and say, oh, Pharaoh is not a good guy, and Egypt put some people under slavery, and like they want to take the civilization that the African people created and put it under a bushel or put it under some stone. When all Europeans came down to Egypt to study civilization.
Yeah.
So that they could be a civilized people, so
Yeah.
that they could be a advanced people to create the necessary democratic form of government so that the people could live in freedom. But they didn't do that
Yeah.
because the political philosophy and economical philosophy of ancient Egypt was democratic socialism. Otherwise known as democratic social living, because it's them deal with ism. I and I never deal with ism.
No.
It's democratic social living in which we live socially with each other and supply one another socially with everyone needs.
Mm-hmm.
I am not saying that everything was positive.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything in life has its negative source and its positive source.
Okay, yes.
But for thousands of years, the positive force have dominion over the negative force.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until when the Ice Coast people, which claim today call themselves Jews,
mm-hmm.
and the Greek people,
mm-hmm.
and the Babylonian people, came down into Africa,
yeah.
and started warring with the African people,
yeah.
because they want to achieve what the African people achieve, and they didn't want to do it in a peaceful way. So they should they have war mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They use the war mentality to destroy the civilization,
yeah.
of Africa. That's why after they destroy Africa, they run, come around here and talking, they're going to build a new world. This is a new world.
Yeah.
But there is no new world, because the African already have been a civilization and built a world,
mm-hmm.
where good conquer evil.
Yeah.
And the positive was dominated over the negative.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Babylon has done is took the negative and used it to conquer the positive.
Yes.
And then to spread propaganda and say, what the African man have accomplished don't exist. Because civilization started in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read your history right, you will know that civilization started from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It started from Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Because even ancient Greek historian,
mm-hmm.
speak the truth to say that, hey, civilization started from Ethiopia and go down to Mesopotamia and to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's down in Egypt we went to and studied civilization and brought it back to our people,
yeah.
so we can civilize the people of Europe. But
yeah.
right now when you're going to the history book, you hear that Pluto do this, you know, and this Greek philosophy do this and this Greek philosophy do that. Because this is a way they use to keep down the African man.
Yeah.
To make the European believe that the African man is not really a man.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But things and time will tell, and history and the truth will reveal. The philosophy of Rastafari will help teach the Europeans who want to accept. I'm not going to say the old up, the old Europeans, them who have their ways in their own mind. I'm saying the younger generation,
yeah.
who is seeking to evolve from modern Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
into a future state of mind in which they can accept the African brother and the African brother can accept them, because
yeah.
Rastafari have already reached out
yeah.
European and say, we are dealing with the one love revolution.
Yeah, and that's because also in Indian history, they had more a grip on the natural way on Earth, and there were a lot of normal acceptance between different tribes of coexistence with each other. And you had a famous occupation in the Northern American Native Indians, who were called storytellers, or people who were just recall the stories of the village and go to other places like a journalist and telling them about their habits and about their legends. They tried those storytellers to be some kind of peacekeeping, between the different tribes. You see also in the legends of Africa, and there are many, many legends in Africa, a lot about the fight between good and evil. In Africa, they refer to like demons and jinns, and that they also can help people to understand your badness. You can relate to that, that's a common thing in Africa history, that people were more believing, of course, in animism, and but that animism gave also his own answers, and religion, who had a problem of not giving people liberty, came with Haile Selassie to a point where Haile Selassie, who was a Christian, teaches the Ethiopian people how to get better people, in fact. You know, he did a lot of effort to give awareness to his to the country, because there are a lot of tribes in Africa, of course. I don't know how many tribes there are only in Ethiopia, but there are a lot. And Haile Selassie tried to educate his people. Why is this so important, that you have the right knowledge of that one revolution?
Well, put it this way. The African concept of spirituality is the concept of Mahat. Mm-hmm. It's spelled M-A-A-T, Mahat. Mm-hmm. That is the original concept of African spirituality. Is the European change it and call it Christianity, because you know that Christianity derived from the word Constantine.
Okay, yeah.
So they take the concept of Mahat and write a big book with all kind of lies and superstition and a little history, and they take some things from Egypt, and they take some things from Ethiopia, and they take some things from Mesopotamia,
yeah.
and they mix up everything and call it the Bible. Mm-hmm. I call it the Book of Lies.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Bible was not written for Africans. Mm-hmm. It was written to have control over Europeans. Mm-hmm. But because of colonialism, and African people have been colonialized,
yeah,
they use the said book to colonialize the African people,
yeah,
and to manipulate them to believe in Christianity, mm-hmm, and to believe in white supremacy. Mm-hmm. Because the photograph of Jesus,
yeah,
is the symbol of white supremacy. Mm-hmm. Because listen, the creator. The creator,
yeah,
the cosmic creator, create different types of people, mm-hmm, different kind of mankind.
Okay.
You know? So, for one man to come and tell you, say, if you don't believe in my concept, then you're going to go to hell and,
yeah,
going to burn with fire,
yeah,
is insane.
Yeah.
It's really insane and really disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, yeah, you have to accept the creator in your image. I have to accept the creator in my image. The Asian man have to accept the creator, mm-hmm, in his own image. But with all the with all the acceptance, we must learn to respect each other for who we are.
Yeah.
Because everything couldn't be under the stone alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything couldn't be one orange alone. In the vineyard, you have grapes, you have orange, you have pear, you have pine.
Yeah, there's different kinds.
Yes, but everything is fruit.
Yeah.
So mankind is just the fruit of the vineyard. The, mm-hmm, the earth is the vineyard,
Yeah.
And mankind is the fruit of that vineyard. But mankind is so ignorant that he's the only one that don't respect and live up to the cosmic laws of nature.
Yeah.
So, through the European accept the Babylon way of life, which is a negative, he have to create a negative book, and a negative book create a negative society then, and a negative political system, so to have control over his own people, and by colonializing different parts of the world, he uses said book and uses said religion, because is European create religion. 10,000 years ago, you never have the word religion. Because if we should go down in ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia and Ethiopia, the original word for religion is education.
Yeah.
That's why you see in the Catholic Church, if you go to a Catholic school, the priest is the teacher. Because the Catholic know that the word religion mean education.
Yeah.
So they transform the word education and call it religion.
Yeah.
And use religion to manipulate and conquer the world, and put them under spiritual and economical slavery, so that they can deal with the economical power over people, and at the same time discriminate against women, because Babylon is ruled by a patriarchal system, that have no respect for the female part of creation. The original African civilization was a matriarchal system, which was democratic social living, in which there was equality between male and female, and what Christianity have done is write out in the book of Genesis, oh, God made man first, and after that him take out the ribs and make a woman, and so a woman is somebody near to me, and I control woman, and I have power over woman. When it is so vague that he don't realize that man, the word man mean male and female. Male man. The word man means male and female. So when he went down into Egypt and he read what Imhotep wrote and say, the cosmic creator, Ptah Amun Ra, created man in his own image, which is male and female, because the universe is male and female, because Mother Earth is female, the upper earth is male, the sun represents male, and the moon represents female. All the energies in the universal world is male and female. But is the false Christianity religion educated people that his God made man, because that's what he says. He's so stupid too to write and tell people that the world was created 6,000 years ago. Because he didn't want to let people know that his world, his Babylonian world, started 6,000 years ago, when mankind was living for millions of years on this planet. And he make it to believe that it's since him coming to civilization, since the Christian era, Man have been educated and civilized. Nobody never educated and civilized. It's only him alone. It's only Babylon alone.
Yeah.
So that's why he's against the Rastaman philosophy. Because in my new album, Rastaman in Exile, you can see song like Rotten Cat World Power, because we are living in a Rotten Cat World Power.
Yeah.
We are living too long in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And living too long in the wind, the system create plague and Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are conscious enough, the song that called Zion Last Train is a song mean that we must evolve from Babylon into the ideology of Zion Last Train.
Uh-huh.
When we can leave our troubles behind you and leave our sorrows behind us and create a new environment and a new dispensation for the new day.
Yeah,
and the new day is up to us. Up to us.
Yeah, because it's Rastafarian is compared to inner revolution with reggae starting in 1946, and Bob Marley was breaking open reggae because he was also censored in America, and a lot of people were buying his albums, because he was censored. A lot of radio companies didn't want to put him on air because they felt threatened by him. Because they do this, Bob Marley was really famous, because the black market all sell Bob Marley. This is always the same thing, that when you forbid people something to do, they want to try to do it.
Well, listen, what was hidden from the wise, the so-called wise and prudent, will reveal to Babe and Suckling.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened by the cosmic energy that, okay, we's going to put the word of liberation and the word of truth into music.
Yeah.
So that the young generation of Europe, or the progressive people of Europe and around this world, could hear the message of revolution and evolution.
Yeah.
And the message was the one love revolution.
Yeah.
And is that I am dealing with, the one love revolution. So that we could expand the one love revolution to every part of the world.
Yeah.
To show people that we must acknowledge that we are descendants from the one tree of life.
Yeah.
And the one tree of life is love.
Uh-huh.
Because we need to start to live love than to use love as a sexual object. Because that's what Babylon do. Babylon take the word and use it as a sexual object.
Yeah.
It didn't teach that love is a way of life.
Yeah.
And we must learn to live in love and unity. So, reggae music, as I said, is a telecommunication book moving through all nations to say, let us start to reach out to each other. Let us start to respect each other. Let us work together to make the necessary changes to move into a positive direction for the benefit and the evolution of mankind, to evolve itself from modern Babylon.
Yeah.
And that's why my song that you love so very much, Good Old Days, is a song telling people about the good old days when we used to live together.
Mm-hmm.
And we play our games together. And there was no fussing or fighting.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Everything was nice.
Yeah.
When we didn't know to use the color of a man's skin or the color of a man's eye to discriminate against each other.
Yeah.
So we are yearning for the good old days to come again.
Mm-hmm.
Come again, good old days.
Yeah.
But it's not really say it's good old days. It's the right time. It was a positive time.
Mm-hmm.
When we live and accept and respect each other.
Yeah.
So you see, reggae music is that vehicle to help clean out your mentality, to
mm-hmm.
help clean out your soul, to help clean up your spirit,
mm-hmm.
so that your spiritual cup may be clean.
Mm-hmm.
So you can afford to get the water of life and the water of positivity
mm-hmm.
into your mental consciousness.
Yeah.
So you can make the necessary changes within yourself
uh-huh.
to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what reggae music is all about. I'm not saying that every reggae music is that.
No.
Because I'm honest to tell you, sir, everything. You have a negative side
uh-huh.
and a positive side.
Yeah.
But all the people then who is looking for the positive side can go forward to the rootstrack reggae music with the message and the spirituality
yeah.
and the equality in it.
Uh-huh.
So let us say, let's come together
mm-hmm.
as one people
yeah.
in this new one love revolution that will liberate us from modern Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, and the concept of the one revolution, of the one love revolution, you find now in a lot of other music streams also. In the house, it was also the most used phrase that people must come together and have a party. Like also happening in America in the flower power times, and you were on 13th year you immigrated to the UK, so you have also seen there some start of the ska, who was also giving people the opportunity to become more like brothers instead of getting involved in racism, because ska was the way of immigrants and white people to come to each other. You were some kind in the start, in the middle of it, it seems, in the year 70s in the UK, when all those things came together because of the fast growing immigrants and the cultural influence of ska in the music stream.
Yes, well, ska is the father of reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And during the 60s and early part of the 70s, ska was the form of music that the young British or UK musician
mm-hmm.
hang on to,
yeah.
because they find out that it was more positive and young people in the UK was looking for change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they get to realize that the system was ripping them off.
Yeah.
And you have the royal family who sit up over them like gods
uh-huh.
and dictate to them as young people, and so there was a rebellion.
Okay.
And so you have many different ska bands.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to my time in the 74s leading up, the reggae revolution take over.
Yeah.
And when reggae take over, that's when the influence of the Rastafarian philosophy and music get into ska and change ska into reggae.
Yeah. So it,
because
yeah, it's like music is mutual. If there's some kind of stim of one music, you have a normal influence of other music. Because also a lot of music streams just were there, but happened at the same times on other places also.
Yes, because what has happened after Haile Selassie come to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Rastafari get a little bit more freedom to express themselves and express their art. So, with the consciousness and philosophy of Rastafari, it was able to influence the ska to say, you just don't want to have a nice time all the while and party and things like that. You need to have some consciousness. And the drums have to play a different. The drums have to have the original African philosophy into it to have the spiritual and the revolutionary message. And so, Bob Marley was the first artist as a Rastafarian to get the opportunity. With the help of Highland Record to establish this music, because it was the time of spiritual calling.
Yeah.
It was the time for a mental change. It was the time for a cultural change.
Yeah.
It was the time and beginning for the One World Revolution to start to establish itself around the world so that we can learn to reach out to each other and get a better understanding of who we are as people on the planet Earth, because the Rastafarian in Jamaica knew a long time that he was living in Babylon, and to, that the message could get out to Europeans, say, hey, let us forgive each other for what happened. We know that we was brought here in slavery by Europeans, but we cannot take the past to judge the younger generation of Europe. So hear what happened. We are reaching out to you that you learn to forgive yourself, because when you make the necessary changes in yourself, you're forgiving yourself. For what your foreparents have accomplished in the past. So let us move forward in a one love revolution. So we can create a new dispensation and a new civilization in which we live and love and respect each other and work for each other for the betterment of the human race.
Yeah, because positivity is better than all the time going in giving people or children teachings about that they must be conquer themselves and not to work with each other. Like lots of Western philosophy has this immense conquering each other ability. If you are older laborer in Holland, you don't get any chance to get any more work, and people are tending to find this only normal that there is a society who is giving segregation a chance and where people are blind for each other's problems.
Yes, because for us to move forward together, we have to solve problems together. Because it's not only the African people having problems. European is having a lot of problems now.
Yeah.
Because the government cannot sustain the economics of the people And the governments have created so much atrocities over the world
Yeah,
that
exactly.
those atrocities has now found the shore of Europe. So look at it. If you sow evil, one day evil, you're going to reap evil. And if you sow positivity, you will reap positivity. If you sow good, you will reap good. So, all the evils that Europe have sown all these years, they are reaping it right at this moment. And reggae music is sent to you with the message, young Europeans, you can escape the atrocity of what your forefather have sown by looking into yourself and making necessary changes within yourself, so we can have a solution and solve the problems that all of us face today as people.
Because if I do something good for myself, it's also good for somebody else. I can use the same formula. If I think it's okay, then maybe somebody else can profit from it.
Yes, that's how it goes. Because is the good you do will live after you. If you do evil, you're going to find out that evil will live after you. Because it's the works of each and every one of us is going to tell who we are as human beings. You know, because our works reveal who we are. And if we accomplish good works, that's why Melchizedek, the ancient prophet, said, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works." And that will glorify your existence and understanding as human beings. But if your works is evil, you will get paid according to your works. Every nation will get paid according to your works. Because if every day you just have a conquering mentality and you have to live in fear that you want to have people under your feet, it's going to happen that one day those people is going to come out of that situation and conquer you. But the Rasta man philosophy is saying, I don't want to be no conqueror because that is rendering evil for evil. I just want to deal with peace, love, unity, and justice, and equality. And if Europeans can develop the philosophy, I don't want to be any conqueror anymore, and they want to develop a philosophy of peace, love, and unity, and harmony, all of us can create a new world in which we work together and accept each other, and we conquer war and strife, and we don't have to deal with religion, because as John Lennon sing a great song. He said, if there was no heaven and there was no earth, I mean, if people could see, there was, he said, imagine if it was not these kind of negative things. Then the world will live as one. But if you have to live with all this segregation and political and religious and economical racism, in which one in which some people claim that they're superior over the other set of people.
So it's
you're not going to have no peace. You cannot live as one.
Peace is also, you know, like healing from the problems you had with the past.
Yes, yes. Peace is healing. You know, when you can have a peace of mind, peace in your family and peace in your nation, use more progressive, because peace create progress.
Yeah.
Because you will have the chance to develop yourself and your country with equal rights and justice for everyone, so that there will not space for needy, there will be no space for poor, but everyone is treated equally with whatever needs they are we need to fulfill their human progress, to live in love and happiness and peace. Because when you are in peace, you are in harmony, and when you are in harmony, you are in joy. And when you have all of those complex together, that is where the one love revolution come into existence. And this is what I, as a Rastaman, and other positive Rastaman around the world, is sharing. So we have to start with the word, and the word is the music, to explain our little part.
Yeah.
Because I am not here to tell you that Rasta and Reggae can solve all the problems of the world. We is just a little grain of sand by the seashore. But all I'm saying, we are playing our part.
Yeah.
I and I is playing our part.
Yeah.
To say, let's make a change. Let's move forward with some progress. For us as human beings, let us put away the crap, and the pollution, and the misunderstanding of Babylon, and stand up and fight for what is just for each and everyone. And that's what it's all about, and that's what my music is all about.
Yeah, it's like the universal message of the Earth is also that it's a planet where there is so long history, and we have all the capabilities to make a paradise of it. And all the time there are just companies and people who were more like wolves preying on large groups of people. This is very common in war crimes, that there are only a few countries doing the real badness, because they give the bad people the chance to import weapons and steal rich sums from the people. You have some famous films about this, that in the economic system they got those wolves who are giving weapons to countries, and those weapons is like just a normal profit. Lots of also Dutch companies just work for weapon industries, and people seems not to be aware that this is really a problem. Why don't we gonna put away the weapons and change that for more peace on this planet? A very logical step, but it never happens.
Babylon is not for peace. The system of Babylon is not for love.
Mm-hmm.
The system of Babylon is not for equality. The system of Babylon is to separate and segregate people so that they can have control over people.
Mm-hmm.
The system has to create wars at all times.
Yeah.
Because the weapon industry, the arms industry of Babylon, is more interested in making money and wealth.
Yeah.
More than the interest of people.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to create war someplace over the world at all times. So that the war machine can make their money.
Yeah.
While other people die, while people perish,
mm-hmm.
while children and mothers go hungry,
mm-hmm.
while disease and pestilence break out on some people.
Yeah.
So that the pharmaceutical company and the medical institution can make money.
Mm-hmm.
Because without war and pestilence and all these things, those institutions cannot make money.
Yeah.
So that the bankers, the World Bank and the IMF can loan countries money to buy weapons,
mm-hmm.
to destroy them own people.
Yeah.
Because when you owe the bank money, you have to pay the bank money, interest.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is how this country lives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the IMF,
yeah.
the United Nations, and the World Council of Churches hanging over you, suppressing you, depressing you, and creating all the violence
mm-hmm.
around the world to innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
I call that plague and Armageddon.
Yeah.
So that's why and Rastaman in Exile is a song called Plague on Armageddon. For the locust is going to bite,
yeah.
and the famine is going to spread, and the Cold War is going to fight in this year Armageddon. Mm-hmm. Because we are in the stages. You see, Armageddon war started like 6,000 years ago.
Yeah.
It's not now it starts. It starts from ancient Babylon and Serpicon right round. You know, World War One in modern times is part of the plague of Armageddon.
Yeah.
World War Two is part of the Armageddon War. And now there's a Cold War. They call it Cold War.
Yeah.
When Europeans is not fighting against themselves or with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, it's a Cold War. Yeah?
Yeah, I understand. That has his historical history because people are suffering from poverty and from chaos and from war. If you have a family who have withstand that, it costs very much time because people get really traumatized. All the time. If you have different kinds of war in one country, there will be a lot of people traumatized. If traumatized people given power, they will, yeah, do things that's not good for a country. It seems that we don't learn from the lessons of history, or don't put in the right education to the children.
Yes, but the people them that is in power, the Babylonian sisters that is in power, they are hunger interested in certain part of the world population to be educated.
Yeah.
They don't care about, let us say this. The government, I don't want to blame all Europeans. I'm saying that the governments of the European countries do not want other people around the world to be educated so that they can be independent. You know?
Yeah.
They don't want things like that because they want the rest of the world to be ignorant so that they can capitulate on the ignorance. Because having certain part of the population in ignorance, they can profit and benefit from that.
Yeah.
Because if every country in the world is educated and selfish and self-sufficient and independent economically, then the system cannot benefit. Because then we have nothing to benefit from. Because if I discover certain kind of medicine that can cure cancer, then we could share it with one another. Cure cancer in your country and it cure cancer in my country. It cure cancer down in India and it cure cancer down in China or whatsoever. They do not want that.
Yeah.
Because they need people to be sick to capitalize on sickness, because the few companies in the world that control the health and the medicine and the medicine are medical science. They want to control it because they are looking for profit. They are not looking for the interest of health. They are looking for the interest of profit. So that's how it really goes. Everything you see in Babylon is for profit. You know? So that's why Essendon don't promote reggae music or promote the philosophy of Rastafari, because they realize that they cannot make enough profit. Because the Rasta man is not going to bow before him to accept his dreams or his gifts. Because I and I don't deal with dreams. I and I deal with vision, reality. I am not saying that you don't have negative dreadlocks out there. Because everything is positive and negative. But to every positive Rasta man in the world, and to every positive human being in the world, because it's not Rasta alone is positive. There are positive people living in Europe, positive people living in Asia, positive people living in Africa, all around the world. Every culture, there is positive people there. So if all the positive people of the world can unite together in the one love revolution, then we can solve the problem.
Yeah, it's all about that there is inner revolution in people, and that we can work with each other, like working in music or in other groups who are already almost outside the grip of the society, because a lot of also music streams are doing their own thing, and the upper society or the ruling class has no grip on them. So you see in a lot of countries changes, but that's not in the news. If something is happening in Africa, I must do really research to find out here in the Dutch media how it's really gone, because we just live from our own vision. It costs always time to understand other cultures, but if you do that effort, you will also be paid by new visions. Why don't the media do this, that they give the right information?
Because the media is not built to give right information. The media is like the Bible. It's not to give you the right information or the reality. It's to give you superstition and fiction so they can have control over society. Because the media is controlled by Babylon society. And they decide what news to give to the people and what not to give. Because they're not going to tell you, say, well, some changes is happening over here in the Netherlands. Some changes is happening in France. No, they're not going to do that. They will just set up some like negative organization.
Yeah.
And when the negative organization creates some disharmony, then you see them come out on the TV and big newspaper. Oh, so much people die over there, and what's people die over there? Everything is to keep you in fear. Fear.
Yeah.
Is what they use and control the masses. Fear. You must fear God. You must fear the army. You must fear the constitution of our country.
Yeah.
You know? You know, you have to fear Jesus. You have to fear Allah. It's a whole religious and military and political crap. Everything you have to live in fear. You understand me?
Yeah.
If you don't fear all these things, some supernatural person is coming to change the world and tell you, say, you're a sinner, and who is goat, and who is sheep, and all these things. They fill up your mind with illusion. So if we can overcome those fear, because first thing, they teach us to fear each other. You know? Don't deal with a European because him complexion look different from my one, and him hair look different from my one, and him have blue eye. So fear him, and then they tell you the setting. Don't deal with an African because he's inferior, and he is not a complete man. And so fear the Asian man, you know? So everybody in the world grows up on fear.
Yeah.
So when we fear each other, there's no dialogue between us. So we can communicate with each people, all people. That's why they have so many different languages around the world. You know? One person, all right, you're living in Europe, right?
Yeah.
You don't have one European language. Because if they have one European language, they couldn't fool the people. So they might have German.
Yeah.
They might have English. They might have Dutch. They might have French.
Yeah.
Everybody speaking different language, so you can communicate fully with each other. Because language is a way of separation.
Yeah.
If they may have one universal language, everybody in the world speak the same language.
Yeah, then we have not so many problems.
Because we could communicate.
Yeah.
But because I speak English and you speak Dutch and French, you have to learn English so you and I could have this interview today. You know? And that's the same thing they go down in Africa and all over the world and do. Oh, you know, this African country speak English, this African country speak Dutch, the next one speak Germany, the next one speak French, the next one speak Arabic. So nobody cannot communicate together to have a better dialogue with each other, to work out things, or differences.
Yeah.
So you see, the man who pressed the money and the man who control the press of information, they are the said people who control the system and run the system of land. And that is the greatest problem that is taking place today. You know?
Yeah. So the One Love Revolution started way back in the 70s. And it's saying a lot about where we are now in this world, because I can really see that groups of people are saying, wait a minute, this is not right what is happening. But yeah, a lot of the times people are thinking that they are weak and that they don't have the power to fight their problems. When people are having problems and they get no help, why is Rasta or the Moraine so excellent example about where you can find that force to withstand those power of suppression?
Yes, to withstand the powers suppression, you have to learn and understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what I am feeling. I have to know what you are feeling.
Yeah.
We have to understand where each of us is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I share my positivity with you,
yeah,
and you share your positivity with I. And in that, by doing so,
mm-hmm,
we can share common ground.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to a better understanding, mm-hmm, of how we're going to love each other,
mm-hmm,
and how we're going to respect each other, and how we're going to accept each other. And by doing so, we can evaporate or eliminate the boundaries that keep us apart.
Mm-hmm.
We can take away the stumbling blocks,
yeah,
that keep us apart. But when we live on our fear and cannot communicate with each other,
mm-hmm,
the boundaries will always stand there, because the ruling class elite of this world,
mm-hmm,
which is the headquarters of Babylon,
mm-hmm,
who control the Babylon system,
yeah,
they are not allowing people to have free will to communicate and travel. You see, when the next boundary is access of traveling,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Yeah.
When you don't come from the privileged class of each country,
mm-hmm,
are you not coming to entertain Babylon?
Mm-hmm.
It is hard for you to travel,
mm-hmm,
because the system live in fear also, because they believe that the influence of Rasta,
yeah,
ideology or philosophy is going to influence their children,
mm-hmm,
that their children turn against them, because
yeah,
they don't want their children to know that they are feeding them with illusion and fear,
yeah,
and segregation.
Yeah, because it's all about individual freedom and freedom of mind. Why you have suppression and racism in this time in Europe is saying a lot about how people are feeling themselves, because they are also afraid.
Yes, and racism is fear.
Yeah.
People don't realize that racism is fear. Because we have to fear each other,
mm-hmm,
so that Babylon can have control over people. And if we don't communicate with each other,
mm-hmm,
if we don't have a dialogue with each other, we can't overcome fear and we cannot overcome racism. Because racism is a systematic thing.
Yeah.
It's systematic. And when it comes to education, it's only the privilege get the opportunity to be educated. Because if you're not coming from the privileged class of Jamaica,
mm-hmm,
you cannot go into Oxford University or Cambridge University.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we can create our own educational reality,
yeah,
because the system deal that citizens of each country have to be dependable.
Mm-hmm.
When the philosophy of Rastafari is teaching, you said, we don't have to be dependable,
mm-hmm,
because we can start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Starting all over again is going to be rough and it's going to be hard. But if we work together, we shall overcome and we will overcome. And so that's what it's all about, and that's what my music is all about.
When is your new album coming out?
Huh?
When is your new album coming out?
I just remixed and remastered Rastaman in Exile.
Yeah.
And so what you must do is get in contact with Nan.
Yeah.
Nan Lewis of Entertainment Works.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to her and she will get it to you.
Yeah.
Because that is the album we is promoting right now.
Okay.
Because that album released in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people around the world is requesting for that album to come out on CD.
Yeah.
So it just came out. It came out in October.
Yeah.
And it distributed by CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet, iTunes. If I'm asking our listeners that is going to listen to your radio program, if they go on my website, rasmidas.com.
Yeah.
They will see all information.
Okay.
How to get my music, who to get in contact with.
Yeah.
But I know that you is in contact with Nan already.
Mm.
So what you must do, contact Nan and request Rastaman in Exile and other music that you need to broadcast on your radio show.
Yeah.
So that people can hear my message.
Mm-hmm.
And so you and I can open my dialogue that I and I work together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the dialogue that we opening right now,
mm-hmm.
is laying the foundation for us to work together.
Yeah, I make the links for sure. But, because we are now talking like almost 2 hours. time is going very quickly if you have a good time.
Yeah.
I take you really in the name also of Haile Selassie and the Empire of Ethiopia. And love revolution is maybe the most important revolution because it's the inner revolution of freedom for this humankind. I really thank the opportunity that I have with you to talk these hours. And I'm really proud to have you in my show. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, and I thank the listeners that is listening to your show, and hope we can continue the dialogue.
Yes.
And work together to accomplish great things for your people and my people and all people around the world.
Yeah.
Because working in the One Love Revolution is the only solution that we have to solve some of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much and give thanks for what we have accomplished today. And let the One Love Revolution move forward. One love always. Give thanks.
Yes.
Jagai.
Thank you. One love.
All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.